Rod Pilkington here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God.
I've always been a seeker of the truth. This means that I've embraced the need to be adjustable. I know people who are proud that they've held the exact same doctrinal understandings for 20, 30, 40, even 50 years. This is not a badge of honor to me. I continue to learn and grow, and my beliefs have continued to change drastically over the years. Paul said in writing to the Corinthians, if any man thinks he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. You see, Paul often warned the believer about myths that were being pawned off as scriptural teachings. As real as these threats were to the believers in Paul's day, 2,000 years have added a thick maze of twisted tales that are masquerading as the truth. The result has been that the overwhelming majority of Christendom finds itself being overtaken by myths. They're myth-taken. They're buried deep in the darkness of a so-called Christian mythology. Paul warns Timothy. He says, neither give heed to myths. He also warns him to refuse profane and old wives' myths, and that they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into myths. And warns Titus not to give heed to Jewish myths and the commandments of men that turn their ears from the truth. It's no small task for the student of the Scripture to study and sort through all the Christian mythology and to find the actual truth of the Scriptures. But it's a noble and rewarding journey, and it requires a diligent and faithful dedication to the actual words of God. Sort of like those who lived in Berea, who were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that when they received the word with all readiness of mind, they searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. What a lifelong task every workman of the Scripture has. It involves never allowing ourselves to be locked up into some man-made creed or some systematic theology, while cultivating an ever-adjusting heart and mind to what has been learned afresh from the Scriptures. It requires an attitude and a spirit of adjustableness. Paul told Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing or correctly cutting the word of truth. You know, down on the corner, they think they've got it all figured out. They don't have any time for questions. There's nothing to be learned. You know, the Lord have mercy on our arrogant souls. God wants us to learn about Him and know who He is, this all-powerful God who operates all things after the counsel of His own will and has a grand and glorious and victorious plan. God's not going to stay in those little boxes we try to keep Him in. He will not be contained by some shiny, wrapped-up view of Him and His glorious plan. Instead, we go to the Scriptures and find the true and living God, the God who loves us, the God who's happy. Don't spend your life following the myths of Christendom. Don't be myth-taken. Join the noble sons of God who are diligently searching the Scriptures to see if these things be so. Be truth-taken instead of myth-taken. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Wayne Watson singing God in a Box.
Down on the corner, they got it all figured out. A little room for mystery, a little room for doubt. Got no time for questions, everything is black and white.
That's right.
A little further down the highway, we're studying the word. If you ain't heard our version, brother, you ain't really heard. It's our darling revelation. Everything is crystal clear.
you're gonna